A South Sudanese surgeon has been named the winner of a United Nations award for assisting refugees. Evan Attar Adaha received the 2018 Nansen Refugee Award for 20 years of giving medical care to people fleeing Sudan and South Sudan. The award is presented by the UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR. Adaha, who is 52 years old, is based in the town of Bunj in northeastern South Sudan. There, he runs the only hospital still in operation, which serves around 200,000 people. Babar Baloch is a representative for UNHCR. He told VOA that Adaha's hospital is surrounded by an active conflict area. He said the doctor provides medical services under very dangerous conditions.
The only line of defense he has is his reputation and his humanitarian work. Luckily, so far, his work has been respected by all sides. His clinic is open for all sides, whoever needs his assistance.
Baloch said Adaha and his medical team perform around 58 operations each week, with limited supplies and equipment. He said the doctor may be called at any hour and sometimes sleeps only 1 hour each day. Resources and conditions in the hospital make Adaha's work extremely difficult. Much of the equipment is broken. The surgical theater is lit by only one light. Electricity comes from generators that often break down. The hospital is often too crowded with patients. South Sudan's civil war is now in its fifth year. It has killed tens of thousands and caused more than 4 million people to flee. Filippo Grandi leads the UNHCR. In a statement, he called Adaha's work a shining example of humanity and selflessness. Adaha was born in Torit, South Sudan. As a young man, he earned an award to study medicine in Khartoum, Sudan. Later, he practiced medicine in Egypt. He returned home in 1997 to establish his first hospital in Kurmuk, a town in Sudan's Blue Nile state. The Nansen Refugee Award is named for Fridtjof Nansen, a Norwegian explorer, scientist, diplomat, humanitarian, and Nobel Peace Prize winner. Award winners receive a medal and a $150,000 prize. I'm Alice Bryant.